Welcome to segment number six, The Power of the Angelic Ripple. So, just what do I mean by the angelic ripple? Well, I'm talking side effects of consistently vibrating at the frequency of the angelic realm. To communicate with our angelic team with the greatest clarity, we want to elevate our internal vibration to that of love or above. And if you're worried or stressed or anxious or angry or outraged, you are not vibrating in love. You're vibrating at a lower frequency that will typically block you from understanding the messages or guidance your angels are trying to share with you. And when you elevate your internal vibrational frequency to love or above, there are side effects. And some of those side effects can be, and I've numbered these, but they don't necessarily happen in this order. Okay, so number one, your body feels better. Your body feels better because you're taking deeper breaths. This workshop guides you to take deep breaths as you anchor your intention to talk with your angelic team. As a result, you flood your body with the oxygen that you've been depriving it of through stress and anxiety. So your body is going to feel better. Number two, you'll gain clarity of thought. When you use the Quiet Your Mind technique, you're actively bringing your heart and mind into a more coherent harmony, quieting the rowdy mind chatter and stopping the release of stress chemicals that keep your body and mind locked in survival mode where there is no more bandwidth left in your brain to think clearly, much less figure out solutions to problems. The stress of survival mode prevents you from thinking greater than you feel. And when you're stressed, you're not feeling very good because you're locked into survival mode. When you're taking those deep breaths and elevating your internal frequency to love or above, you overcome stress and thinking clearly becomes so much easier. Number three, stress management. Through those deep breaths and elevating your internal frequency, you achieve the love vibration. You can't be vibrating in love and less than love fear energies at the same time. It's physically impossible. As a result, the stress chemicals flush from your system, and it feels so good that you don't want to go back to being that person who stresses about every little thing. You don't want to be influenced by outside stimulants or inside thoughts that are negative, so you naturally practice awareness of your internal state of being and become protective of your energy. Number four, you get a boost to your immune system. I'll let you in on a secret. Germs don't stick to bodies that embody the love frequency. Nope. The love vibration supports your immune system to work more efficiently. Number five, if you're carrying around a few extra pounds, you could experience weight loss. Yeah, it's true. Stress, which translates to survival mode, causes the body to feel unsafe. After all, when you're in survival mode, the body believes it's in danger, so it's not a time to think or even to eat. So the body naturally stores fat when it's experiencing survival mode. When you take control of those thoughts and feelings that cause you to feel stressed, that lead you into a state of survival mode, your body's chemistry returns to its natural, more healthy state of being. As a result, it uses the fat it's been storing because it thought you were in danger, and the weight drops off naturally. Number six, your body gets the opportunity to heal. The love frequency is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. The love frequency is the body's natural state, its natural, healthy state. When you achieve and sustain the love vibration, flushing out the harmful chemicals and emotions of stress, anxiety, and worry, your body returns to its natural vibration, and the way is open for the love frequency to heal what's been wounded or ill. Number 7. Neural pathways of belief are rewritten naturally and wounds of the past heal. Remember, you cannot exist in a love and fear vibration at the same time. You're vibrating in one or the other, never both. When you're vibrating at the frequency of love, your body feels safe. It's safe to look at or observe the beliefs or experiences you've buried in your subconscious that have kept you stuck, sometimes since childhood. We experience things during our lifetime that create neural pathways of belief, and this can be a good belief, like, I am loved, or it can be a belief that's detrimental to our well-being, like, I'm not good enough to have what I want. When you're vibrating at the frequency of love and gratitude, you're existing in a state of being where the love begins to transform and heal the negative beliefs you've been holding in your subconscious. You don't have to relive the nitty-gritty details of the trauma of the past, because from this state of love, your psyche feels safe to process rewriting neural pathways of belief. Those wounds that have held the fear vibration of unforgiveness, pain, and suffering. The vibration of love rewrites the neural pathways of belief in your brain naturally, healing those weeping energetic wounds from the past. Number 8, you begin to feel empowered. The strength and stamina of the power within you becomes dominant in your body and mind, and you naturally flow into a peaceful, harmonious state of being. You can feel happy within yourself through your own internal power, no matter what's going on around you in the external world and your internal environment. Number 9, your body aligns with the love light codes of information more easily. As I spoke of in segment number 3, today's world is experiencing a tremendous influx of love light code energy from solar flares from the sun that activates the information in our water. Between this influx of love light energy, the moon, and planets surrounding our sun, a push and pull of magnetic energy on our human body is created. And when you're already consciously choosing to vibrate at the frequency of love and gratitude, your body aligns with these incoming energies more easily. All the tools you use to communicate with your angels, the breathing deeply, the grounding, the meditating, every method of support you use is magnified with each intense swoosh of these external energies. They protect you as you integrate, elevate, and align with this continuous stream of incoming energy. Number 10, the love vibration heals mind, body, and spirit. All these side effects of the love frequency you use to communicate with your angelic team support your mind, body, and spirit to heal. Number 11, healing through forgiveness blossoms naturally. Again, the human body cannot actively vibrate in the love frequency and the frequency of fear at the same time. It's one or the other. As we discussed in segments number 7 and number 9, one of the gifts of meditating into the love frequency is your body untangling the restrictions of anger, worry, and stress. You'll also discover that your psyche also naturally flows into forgiveness, because the love frequency cannot hold the pain and suffering of unforgiveness. This natural flow of healing releases you from the need to dig into the pain and suffering from the past. Number 12, the love frequency neutralizes karma. In The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn, she teaches that the law of grace or forgiveness transcends the law of karma, freeing us from the law of cause and effect. Love holds all things under grace and not under law. This is an example of living beyond the 3D world. Again, the bottom line is the human psyche not being able to hold both the frequency of love and the frequency of fear at the same time. Therefore, when you're vibrating in the frequency of love, you cannot magnetize back to you karmic fear energies. The love frequency disengages you from the cause and effect of broadcasting out negative energy. Number 13, you overcome worry, anxiety, and stress. Again, you cannot exist in the vibration of love and fear at the same time. Vibrating in the love vibration changes the trajectory of your life. You overcome the human need to worry. You deflect outside stimulants that cause you to feel anxious, and you rewrite the neural pathways of belief that keep you stagnant and limited in a natural flow. You're able to observe the stressful situation from an elevated energetic vibration, and through the act of breathing deeply and focusing on your heart, you bring your mind and body into harmony where you achieve and sustain clarity of thought. From this love gratitude state of being, you live your life with purpose. Your awareness expands. Your mind chatter calms down, and you don't succumb to experiences that used to trigger you, throwing you into that pit of despair and firing up the survival mode where you don't feel safe. That stops. Instead, you feel safe, and you are. The love frequency recalibrates your energy from within, and all the new energies and love light information weaving through the environment of Mother Earth support you to transcend the fears of Earth's physical world and fulfill your mission to return to love that is your essence, broadcasting out love and kindness in all directions of time. The need to control collapses, and in its wake, you feel peaceful, settled, as one with the divinity within, and from this safe space, you are empowered. You have the power within you to manage your life. You are in control of your emotions, and that control is based in the power and life force energy of love, your true essence. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. As a result of your vibrating at the frequency of love and gratitude, you become a magnet for life experiences that shower you with more love. So now let's dive into opening the angelic channel in segment number 7.